We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Atam Jertu eco-friendly viewers, Atam Jertu means greetings in Afan Oromo, a language spoken in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sweden donates more than $5.3 million to help disadvantaged farming communities in Afghanistan. In good governance news, Sri Lanka inaugurates a program to strengthen children's education in the northern area of the country. In animal news, southern right whales return to New Zealand after a century. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 14th, is the birthday of two-time Academy Award-winning American composer Dr. James Horner, born in Los Angeles, California, USA in 1953. He was honored with the two Oscars in 1998 for original dramatic score and original song for My Heart Will Go On from the highly acclaimed Hollywood film Titanic. Dr. Horner has also received two Golden Globes and a Grammy for his work on Titanic. In addition, he has worked on a wide range of movies, including Glory and An American Tale, for which he won Grammys for his musical compositions. Our thankfulness, Dr. James Horner, bringing so much enjoyment to many through your gift of music. We wish you a fantastic birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Record flooding in Myanmar, also known as Burma. With continuous rains this past week bringing the worst floods in 30 years to regions of the country, waterways such as the Begu River in southern Begu Division have overflowed, displacing thousands of residents. Roads as well as schools and businesses in the region were closed as approximately 2,000 flood victims sought refuge at the Shwananta West Monastery, where the abbot provided each family with a basket of rice. In northern Zagain Division's Tamu and Kala districts, hundreds more families had to leave their homes due to the rains and water being released from a local dam to avoid overflowing. In many places, including the capital Yangon and surrounding areas, bridges have been destroyed or damaged by the heavy rain.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please find out from local officials or agencies whether aid is required.
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern as we pray for the protection of the Burmese people. May such disruptive events be minimized through our kinder care of one another and the environment.
Australian wildfire threatens homes. A bushfire that ignited in the early evening hours of Thursday, August 11th in Queensland state had scorched over 2,500 hectares by the following day. At least 17 fire crews were battling the blazes, with residents in the nearby city of Rockhampton and Alton Downs being warned to prepare for evacuation as the fire reached within 20 kilometers of their homes.
Meanwhile, as of Friday, the Queensland Fire and Rescue Service reported that at least eight other fires continued to blaze in parts of the state, many of them fortunately contained. However, officials voiced concern over the potential for more out-of-control bushfires if dry conditions continue, with flammable debris left over from devastating January floods creating further hazard.
We are deeply thankful for the tireless efforts of the Australian firefighters to ensure the safety of residents at risk. Our prayers for such adversities to subside as we join in protecting all of Earth's inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
hoàn thất giữa hàn đầu. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên. Bên cá sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc cũng phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc cũng phùng hoan.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 528. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As they seek improved lives through greater job opportunities, more access to education, and other democratic reforms, people continue to gather in countries across the globe, including Chile, Brazil, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Russia, Syria, and Yemen.
Brazil, Judge Patricia Ascioli, known for her strict sentencing in cases of illegal drug crimes as well as police corruption, succumbed to gunshot wounds in an attack on Friday, August 12th, that occurred as she was arriving home. Brazil's Supreme Court President Cesar Peluso spoke out against the attack, demanding a swift investigation.
Chile. On Thursday, President Sebastian Piñera signed an education bill that met many demands expressed by student protesters, including a constitutional guarantee to a quality education. However, students protested the measures, saying they lacked clear initiatives that would grant equitable access to higher education.
Russia. In the wake of a report from President Dmitry Medvedev's Human Rights Council, which found reasonable evidence that attorney Sergei Magnitsky's 2009 death was the result of severe physical abuse during his year-long detainment after accusing officials of fraud, two prison physicians have been charged with negligence for their possible role in his death.
Israel and Palestine. The Palestinian News Network reports that joint demonstrations held on Friday by Palestinian villagers, Israelis, and international activists in several West Bank villages resulted in three children being injured by police, with many others who were treated for tear gas inhalation as they protested the Israeli construction of a separation wall as well as the confiscation of Palestinian farmlands to build Israeli settlements.
Meanwhile, the international community has spoken out against the Israeli government's approval this week to build 1,600 new settler homes in East Jerusalem, noting that they are illegal according to international law and hinder peace efforts. Those voicing concern include UN Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Robert Seri, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, Russian Foreign Ministry Spokesperson Alexander Lukashevich, and Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohamed Kamel Amer.
Libya. As the Revolutionary Transitional National Council announced on Friday that its members have assumed control of the strategically important Libyan town of Brega, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed concern over the large number of citizen casualties, calling for all sides to minimize the loss of innocent life.
Syria. Nationwide protests against the current regime continued on Friday, with security forces killing at least 20 people, according to activist reports. Some 10,000 demonstrated in the streets of the western coastal city of Latakia. However, on Saturday, Al Jazeera stated that the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and a resident speaking anonymously to avoid reprisal said that tanks had entered the city and began engaging in heavy gunfire.
As we mourn the loss of cherished lives and sympathize with the wounded and others who suffer, we pray that the turmoil ceases in every nation so that people everywhere may choose shared freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢，行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓的自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Ai cũng khen đẹp đôi. Hôm nay đã hóa buồn, muốn khóc chẳng nên lời. Nàng mới vừa 29, hàng xóm vừa chia vui, giọt máu vừa mới nhớ cũng theo mẹ lìa đời. Hai linh hồn vô tội, một viên đạn lạc thôi. Lòng tôi quá bàng hoàng, nhìn anh đầu đéo tan, biết nói gì chia buồn, người tiễn ruột bầm gan. Tuổi đời tôi non nớt, không dành lời khôn ngoan, chỉ tặng viết giọng thuần mong thời gian hàn gắn. Chiến tranh ôi tàn nhẫn,
let peace be here now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai speaks with dignitaries in Chicago, USA. On Thursday, August 11th, the conference World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, held at the University of Chicago, introduced the public to special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a harmonious future through her poetry and the shared endeavors of governments and citizens.
In an engaging interview, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously responded via video conference to questions by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, as well as Commissioner Patricia Horton and Commissioner Avila's wife, Ms. Sherilyn Avila, a vegan teacher dedicated to serving her community. Among the topics discussed was a question from Commissioner Avila to Supreme Master Ching Hai, asking about how to instill the highest values in our children so that they grow up knowing the best way to care for the planet.
Actually, all of us have the supreme power within us. So we all have to be the supreme teachers on this planet and anywhere else. For the children's sake, and we can draw from the exemplary lives of the sages who practiced the compassionate way of life. They never kill or harm animals. They live a vegan lifestyle that protects humans, animals, and the environment. They also taught about the power of being virtuous in saving the planet. Buddha advised all his disciples to be vegetarian. So did Mahavira, Guru Nanak, Lao Tzu, Confucius, Jesus Christ, and many more. Very simple, to live a noble life. All school curriculum must therefore include these uplifting moral values. Values about living a life of a noble human standard. Loving kindness to all around us, then we'll be happy and we will have true peace.
Our appreciation, Commissioners Avila and Horton, as well as Mrs. Avila, for organizing this noble event and for your endeavors to protect our Earth, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her time and energy to share her valued thoughts. May the vital messages from this discussion spread far and wide to ensure that our children and all beings thrive in peace and goodness on the planet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet, a 97 square mile or 251 square kilometer iceberg which broke off Greenland's Petermann Glacier a year ago, is floating southward along the eastern shores of Canada as of August 6, 2011, with its likely course of running aground near the coast, causing a danger to shipping traffic and oil rigs.
Save Our Planet. In a report published August 9, 2011, the UN World Food Program warns that prolonged drought in western and northeastern Afghanistan is already causing 7 million people to face food shortages, with potential failure of current wheat crops raising further concerns.
Save Our Planet, an August 2011 interim status report in the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List reveals that a third of freshwater fish worldwide are facing extinction, with overfishing and human-caused pollution among the main threats to their survival.
Warning news. Officials from the Krasnodar Krai region in southern Russia declared a state of emergency on Sunday, August 7, 2011, after 50 pigs died from the highly contagious and lethal African swine fever.
friends. I'm Comfy the Koala, here with my lovely daughter, Cuddly.
Hi, everyone. Mum and Di are happy vegans.
Here's a tip when using your outdoor grill for preparing delectable foods, such as vegan burgers, grilled veggies, and animal-free shish kebab.
To help make cleaning the grill easier, you can try coating the surface very lightly with vegetable cooking oil before using it.
Afterwards, once the grill has cooled, wipe it down.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Sweden donates more than $5.3 million to help empower disadvantaged farming communities in Afghanistan. The Northern Rural Project of the Swedish Community for Afghanistan will fund proposals from about 150 community development councils in five districts. It is envisioned that beneficiary projects will include constructing village roads and bridges, building and restoring education and health service facilities, securing drinking water supply, improving hygienic conditions, repairing irrigation assets, as well as enabling social services. Our heartfelt gratitude, Sweden, for your generosity. May the peace-loving citizens of Afghanistan be blessed with everlasting harmony and plenitude.
In good governance news, Sri Lanka inaugurates a program to strengthen children's education in the northern area of the country. As reported in the Sri Lankan Department of Government Information News Portal, schools will be developed in less easily accessible areas of Jaffna. In the first stage of the plan, more than $225,000 is being allocated to build a three-storied school with classrooms, a laboratory and library on the campus of Mahajana College in Telipalai. Security forces will assist with the construction. Our earnest appreciation, Sri Lanka, for your caring endeavor. Also, a special salute, security forces, for your important role in this laudable project. May a bright future be awaiting all the smart young people of the nation with heaven's blessings. Up next on No Eddie News, southern right whales return to the well-protected bays surrounding New Zealand to give birth. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Stay tuned for more very cool news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightly news for a brilliant world. In animal news, southern right whales return to New Zealand after a century. Researchers from the University of Auckland, New Zealand and Oregon State University, or OSU, USA, are among those monitoring the arrival of the whales. The magnificent mammals, some of whom are from sub-Antarctic islands, are coming to the well-protected bays in order to give birth and raise their young. Dr. Scott Baker, Associate Director of the Marine Mammal Institute at OSU, said, "The right whale is remarkably graceful, very spectacular to watch. There used to be thousands of them in New Zealand, and they are now rediscovering their ancestral home." Many thanks, Dr. Scott Baker and fellow researchers, for this wonderful news. Bravo, Southern Right Whales, on your auspicious return. May you continue to flourish in safety and joy with God's manifold grace.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Marriage Guidance.
Husband visited a marriage counselor and said, "When we were first married, I would come home from the office. My wife would bring my slippers, and our cute little dog would run around barking. Now, after 10 years, it's all different. I come home, the dog brings the slippers, and my wife runs around barking at me." So the counselor asked the client, "What are you complaining about? You still get the same service, no?"
And now for our viewers' heartline on Meet Sean Monson, director of Earthlings, on our Stop Animal Cruelty series. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks for this excellent program. Cesar from Mexico.
Hi, Sean Monson. If it affects one human, it's worth your work for that film. I am that one human. I suppose there are millions more. That list is being added as time passes. Please keep doing what you are doing. It affects human consciousness for the better. Viewer.
Compassionate Cesar and friend, thank you so much for your supportive comments. Acclaimed filmmaker and vegan Sean Monson's powerful documentary has helped many people realize the horrific way in which animals are routinely treated. We pray each person transitions to the vegan diet as a first step to stopping this abysmal cruelty and safeguarding our innocent animal friends. May heaven's abundant blessings be with you and all beings on earth.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Nagan, which means goodbye in Afan Oromo.
May you be forever graced with a loving heart and generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After rescuing a group of North Koreans from their sinking boats, South Korean Navy personnel escort them to the inter-Korean truce village of Panmunjom so they can return home.
During his visit to Ankara, Turkey, Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohammed Kamil Amer meets with President Abdullah Gül and Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, where all parties highlight a shared wish to continue their country's expansion in trade and other cooperative relations.
Thanks to donated funds from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 1 million registered Afghan and Iraqi asylum seekers being hosted in Iran will receive expanded health insurance to help improve their physical well-being and ability to become self-sustaining.
In a first-ever U.S. exhibit, the Asia Society Museum in New York City is featuring The Buddhist Heritage of Pakistan, Art of Gandhara, with ancient sculptures and other artifacts that share Pakistan's rich and diverse culture.
U.S. vegan comedian and national TV talk show host Ellen DeGeneres announces the launch of a new website called Going Vegan with Ellen, which shares recipes, tips, and links to other resources that can assist anyone seeking to adopt the cruelty-free, plant-based lifestyle.
In cooperation with the Nicaraguan government, Cuba-based Operation Miracle is expanding its free eye surgery program in the country, with plans to be able to treat an additional 20,000 patients by the end of this year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.